It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels sitting with here with the Wild Feathers. Welcome to KCSN, guys.
Thank you.
Hey.
We've got Ricky Young, Joel King, Taylor Burns, and Preston Wimbley, and
Ben Dumas.
A couple of the guys are from Texas, right?
Yeah. Me, Most Ricky, and Preston. From, yeah, three out of five are Texans.
Three
out of five from Texas, and one from Oklahoma.
That's right.
And
then a Georgia boy.
So we have one Georgian, one Oklahoman. Mm-hmm. How does the Oklahoman and the Texas guys get together? Because it's my understanding is a natural.
It's been a hard couple of years for the Texas side of things because OU has been dominating the Longhorns the last few years. But we get along 364 days out of the year. But there's one day we fight
Bedlam.
So I got to see you at South by Southwest.
Oh, cool.
Which was tremendous. But the first opportunity, the first chance we had to know about the Wild Feathers, you guys played up at the Sunset Sessions.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome deal.
One of our hosts, Jim Nelson, immediately started texting me like a madman. Like, well, wait till you see this band. This band is great. And he was really like insistent. And Jim actually got The Ceiling, which was the first single from Julie, up there. And sent me an MP3 on his phone.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
right,
wow,
from
man.
The performance. That's how excited he was.
I have to buy him a steak dinner when I meet him.
That's great.
Yeah, I only share that story because it was such real and natural enthusiasm. And then once we got The Ceiling, we could see why and hear why. Now you're based in Nashville.
Yes,
correct. And I'm going to assume, given the way that the Nashville local music scene has been evolving lately, that it makes for some fertile ground for you guys to work in the live setting and to really, you know, have to raise the level of your live performances, right?
Absolutely. It really does. It's a competitive place over there. I mean, you got to be, there's just so many great bands there, and it really pushes us as a band.
Yeah, it's great.
There's on your Facebook page and in your bio, there's what I consider to be a tremendous line, and I don't know who to credit it to. You'll tell me. It says, if Sepp and the band had a baby in Joshua Tree that grew up listening to Ryan Adams covering Stone 70s country flavored songs, it would be the Wild Feathers. Who gets the credit for that one?
It's actually a dear friend of ours that when she first heard the music, she told her husband that's exactly what she thought. And so we thought, wow, that's great. So we're going to use that.
It really is.
I think it was a text message, actually. And then we were like, send us
that. Yeah, we loved
that.
It so much. You read it to me, and I was like, you have to send that to me.
Yeah, we need
that's
that.
Going up.
We need it written down because we're going to forget part of it.
Exactly.
It's better than actually any of our songs are written.
Well, so we give her due props because
absolutely.
Seeing you both live in an electric setting and now hearing you today in a live setting, man, the harmonies. In this live setting today, the harmonies are just, really coming through, which I guess would be natural from a band that has four lead singers from previous groups, yeah?
Wrong.
It's
really, I mean, we have to work really hard at it. Some of it is kind of natural because we all like to sing and we have a history of singing individually, but it's not exactly the easiest thing. We've had to work really hard to kind of be able to figure that out.
Yeah, it took some getting used to.
And hearing you say that, it makes us feel like it's maybe paying off.
It's working. It might be working.
Yeah, who's your favorite, by the way?
I'm just kidding.
It's when those harmonies blend, it's hard to distinguish because they meld so seamlessly.
Great answer.
See, that's
great. That was good.
I figured I'd go with a political one.
It's called Hard Win.
to glow. Pain clouds and stories of my home.
All kind of come from the same school of music, I guess, but there's definitely, you can hear our influences in our voices and our songwriting, I think, so yeah. It kind of gives it a little variation mm-hmm. between the four of us,
which is nice too, because we do have the like the common ground of the same taste in music, but we also you know, Taylor comes from like a rich blues background, so we get to like learn from each other too, you know what I mean.
There's nothing really that's like kind of like somebody just like, oh, I listen to like, you know, whatever, something weird. I don't know, like death metal. And we don't have to like, we all like enjoy each other's oddities.
Now, when we were in Austin, I believe you mentioned to me the fact that you were inspired as a band by some of the band's approach.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Danko singing lead, which really he could have been part of, but then he would, and how they would individually create. One time it would be Rick, sometimes Levon, even Robbie would get a turn at the mic, and that helped shape the approach you guys take, I guess, collaboratively.
Absolutely. I think that's probably the prime example of what we were trying to do in the first couple days of writing and whatnot. In the way, like, what you probably said is when Danko or whoever sings background, they're singing it as if it's the lead vocal.
Yeah, there's such.
And also, it's not like character. You know, it's not like Barbershop Quartet or Beach Boys or anything like that. It's like sometimes they would just be singing just an octave of them. Like somebody's like yelling in the background. It might not even be on key, but it sure does sound cool. You know, like mm-hmm. so that's kind of what we do. Just
yeah, it gave them their sound. Yeah, that's the band.
Yeah.
You've also mentioned one of our heroes in our who we dub our patron saint, which you may have noticed the plaque in there, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, yeah. Sir Tom.
And I hear those influences into your music, which obviously, you know, what our station is all about, I think we have shared sensibilities, which is why the record is sounding is so great to us on so many levels. I want to talk for a moment about, as I've dubbed it, the Crack Pack, which is really the tear and share.
Yeah.
You know, when I was at South By, you gave me a copy of the album. I guess it's a promotional idea. Mm-hmm. And it was a brilliant idea, of which it was perforated, two copies of the record, one to share, one to keep. That's just, how come I never seen that idea before?
I don't know. We save our genius for just
the right moments.
Yeah, for the right moments.
It was just, even today, as people in the station have been seeing it, they've been going, why hasn't someone else done this before? It's a really great idea and a great way to get you know, peer-to-peer sharing
it's
of
cool,
your music.
Yeah.
And we also don't need the internet.
I know.
We don't need the internet. It's actually here. Great. I want you to listen to
this. I like that. Something tangible. You can read. You can look at the songs. Mm-hmm.
And probably get like a whole, like, you know, you probably get a lot of CDs. And you got to kind of stand out a little bit and everything. And if you like it, it's great because, hey, you can give it, like, I want that back. You don't have to do that. That's nice.
I gave my to share to my wife.
Nice.
There you go. All right.
And I told her, this is just for you, honey.
Never take it out of the car.
The song is called Got It Wrong.
You're going to be playing a couple of shows, one tonight.
One tonight at the El Rey.
And then one
on Thursday at Hotel Cafe, yeah.
Which, boy, the Hotel Cafe, I'm trying to think of how all this energy is going to...
Yeah, well, it's going to be loud in there. get loud.
Well, that's all right, because, you know...
It might get crowded.
It sounds like I'm patronizing you, but I must tell you that, you know, after seeing you in Austin and now... getting to see the organic approach, you know, and hearing those harmonies come through. I'm even more excited about your band. It's a band that's rich in tradition, but clearly you guys are bringing a lot of energy to what you're doing. I wanted to ask about that. What's where do you guys, because of the nature of the harmonies, are there times when you just throw them out the window and just go, you know, we're getting it now. Let's hope we stay in a blend. But if not, oh, well, it's more the spirit rather than the sound. Are there moments when shows where you just kind of go over the top? And
stay on with each other. But if you're feeling it, someone goes off, it's kind of, we just kind of go with it.
It's kind of cool. And not to compare us to Bob Dylan whatsoever, but there is that, we never play the same set. We like moments. We try to find moments, especially when like a show is going well and I don't have to look at Taylor to know he's having a good time and around the stage as well. So there's definitely moments, especially looking back at Ben, when we're just going to keep going and we're going to figure out something and we'll get there somehow. There's a song we have called How on the record that we never play it the same if we play it. You know what I mean? It can go on for 15 minutes and go on for the original length. I mean, it's... And I like that because, you know, I mean...
Keeps it interesting for
us.
Yeah,
no one wants to, you know, see an A, B, C, D show. It's just like, okay, it's stock. Yeah.
So Ben basically holds the keys to how hot the engine gets.
Yeah. A lot of the time. I would say the majority of the time,
Ben takes his shirt off.
Is that it? All bets are off then?
It's all bets are off.
The song is called The Ceiling.
We should be easy.
is here, we should be. We should be easy. We should be easy. We should be. We should be easy. We should be easy. We should be.
Out on the road, and you are, I guess, you know, one way of looking at it is you're taking on the country, right? You're taking on the United States and trying to win them over. How goes the journey so far?
It's good. Too much fun.
Too much fun?
Yeah. Every night, a little too much.
Do we need to invoke the pacing rule yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
We've been really enjoying it, and we've also been really, really working hard, and glad to have the opportunity to work this hard, you know, especially, you know, at this level, we're still in a van and trailer and just bussing it down the road and, you know, and enjoying it. Like, we were always talking about how lovely it is to be able to see this country because we play music, not because we're on a conference for some khaki and button up shirt job. You know what I mean? Just, we feel very blessed. So it's really enjoyable.
Well, we're blessed to have you come in today and share your music with our audience. And, of course, we want to remind everyone, El Rey tonight, Hotel Cafe on Thursday. And in parting, I want to let you guys know that every band that comes here and plays are given the opportunity to go into the orange grove and pick fresh oranges to take with you the van. Because we want to make sure your health is optimal.
Yes.
And
great.
Or you can squeeze them into some vodka or whatever.
I like
how
one or the other.
I could go for a screwdriver.
Well, there you go. So you can have freshly squeezed.
Perfect.
And it'll be a token of our appreciation.
Well, thank you.
We want to welcome and thank once again the Wild Feathers right here on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.